The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen. I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord.
I think I often said to you before that when you look at the gospel and read the gospel, you got to a good way of I'll put it a different way. A good way of reading the gospel is to say, "Where do I fit into the gospel this morning?" That's a good way of looking at it. And so I always smile to myself. Jesus is, you know, has a go again at the Pharisees and the scribes and the Pharisees, and he says they like going around wearing long robes. So I have to have a look at myself, long robes. And he doesn't leave it at that, and then he says, and they like the seats of honor at the front of the synagogue. I think, you know, what's the difference between me and a Pharisee or the scribe? Yeah. So that's one. So it's good when you put yourself into the gospel. And they like being greeted obsequiously. Like you say, "Hello, Father. How are you?" You know, being greeted obsequiously in the marketplaces. Now, we move on because I want you to really think along with me, and we may come to a conclusion that you maybe haven't come to before in the gospel this morning. And then he goes on with a stronger criticism of the scribes and Pharisees. He says, they devour, that's a strong word, they devour the houses or the properties of widows. That's not a very nice thing to say, is it? And Jesus could be very strong in his language at times. So he was very aware of the situation of widows in his time. And I think, you know, it's something we ought to be aware of nowadays too. In the time of Jesus, if you were a widow, you were in pretty dire straits. And if you didn't have an older son in the parish, you really were in a very dire strait. You had no protection. You were very vulnerable. You had no means of income. You were totally, really dependent on what others gave you or took care of you. And so widows were in a very, very vulnerable and poor situation in the time of Jesus. And you know, don't just think in the time of Jesus, but in many, many parts of the world today, that's the plight of widows. You see it happening every day. If you look at the news on television and so on, and in places like Africa, Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, the plight of widows who lose their husband. And we sometimes forget, we're not just talking about money. It also applies to people, especially to women who lose their husbands. There's many things you can no longer do from a social point of view, whereas a man can still go places and do things. It's not very easy, is it? If you're a woman on your own, to go places and do the things you formerly did with your husband. And that's something we need to be aware of. Something we need to be aware of. And in the time of Jesus, widows, the temple, so to speak, was supposed to kind of be conscious of widows and take care of them. And when a widow came to the temple, she was supposedly allowed to go in free, we know, without engaging in money. And isn't it interesting, Jesus referred to the temple, not as the temple, but as the treasury. Huh? As the treasury. Some places where, a place where the scribes and the Pharisees were in the process of collecting funds and collecting money. I mean, you might say, what has changed? But we won't go in there. But I mean, in the process, you have to hit the nail on the head. In the process of, you know, putting money in the coffers, they were supposed to distribute that money among the poor and the widows. It was very rarely done. Now the other thing, and this is a fact I'm very aware of all through my life as a priest, poor people, the poorer people are, the more generous they are. Now I don't know why that's a fact of life. Poor people tend to be overly generous, whereas people who are wealthy or who are rich tend to hold on to what they have. Now that's a fact of life. Whether you feel comfortable with that, I mean, that's up to you, but that is a fact. There's a story about a man was dying, or thought he was dying, and he sent for the priest, and the priest came to pray over him and to anoint him. And before the priest began, he said to the priest, "Father, I'm going to make you a promise." He said, "If you pray over me and anoint me, and I don't die, and I get better, when I get better," he said, "I'll give you a donation of 100,000 to the church." Very generous man. So the priest prayed like hell, like he never prayed before, that the prayers would work. And strange to say, they did work, and the fellow got better. But there was no donation forthcoming. So the priest went around to see him, and he said, "You remember," he said, "when you were ill, and I prayed over you?" "I do," he said, "Father. And you promised me that you would give me 100,000 for the church if you got better and you improved." The fellow says, did I? He said, you did. Ah, well, Father, he says, it just goes to show how sick I must have been. Well, that's the way it is. Now, we're going to finish with a little question. Jesus is sitting there. He's looking at the people coming into the treasury. And then he saw this poor widow coming in and putting two small coins, all she had to live on. Was Jesus happy with that? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Was Jesus happy with that? What do you think? Well, the gospel is always in the now. If some poor person came in here, a homeless person or a widow who had no income and was just, you know, on subsistence level, and she put everything she had in the basket, would I be happy? Well, I wouldn't be happy. Would you be happy? No. Why do we always think Jesus was praising her? See how we kind of take things out of context. And I guarantee you, in many, many churches today, and I've heard it being used, this homily, or this particular reading from the gospel, will be used in many churches today to encourage people to give more. No, that's a fact. No, okay, it mightn't be the right thing to say. It may not be politically correct, but it's true. I've heard it being used. And that poor widow being picked out as an example, and the priest having a go at the people in church, saying, look, she gave everything she had. How come you're keeping it in your pocket? You know, something like that. There was a priest in our diocese one time back in England where I walked, and he used to love the Sunday when the parable of the Good Samaritan would come up, because he'd always say to the people, he says, what did the Good Samaritan do when he took the man to the inn? What did he do? And so they'd answer, he opened his purse and took out a penny and gave it to the innkeeper. And he says, that's the problem with this parish here. We've got too many good Samaritans who come here every Sunday, open their purse, and put a penny on the place. You see? You see how people can twist things. So I want you to think about that. Look at the gospel, put it into context, and he talks about the scribes and Pharisees devouring, taking advantage of widows. So he wasn't actually praising that widow. Jesus felt very sorry, and he felt very sad for her, putting the little bit she had into the coffers. It's a different way, isn't it? It's a different way of looking at the gospel.